Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 2 Mix Number
28.
Welcome to the Halala Show. Happy New Week, everyone.
What's up, everybody? That's JC.
And that's Rika G, and it's the middle of July. Welcome to the podcast. If it's your first time here, what's up? Let's tell you a little bit about the podcast. Rika G, well, what is the Halala Show all about?
Well, we talk about everything and anything. I don't know anymore under the sun. So we're just going to talk about a bunch of stuff. And then we also actually start with our lives. We talk to you about what happened during the week in our everyday personal, well, not too personal life. And then we move on to the TTs.
The TTs, the trending topics. Another slow news week. Actually, it's been a series of slow news weeks for a while. But we're going to try to find something. Well, we found a few things that are kind of newsworthy. There's something that happened or is happening with Canon Philippines right now, the camera company. Something about the ambassadors that they named for this 2021 and the lack of women on it and the backlash that they're receiving. We'll talk a little bit about that. In sports news, two things. Well, first off, the NBA finals are happening and it's crazy. It's a great storyline so far. And we wanted to talk about it because by Wednesday, we might have an NBA champion already. So we might not have an opportunity to kind of talk about it while it's still going on. So we're going to talk about the NBA finals and also basketball related, Space Jam. LeBron James and Space Jam have dethroned Black Widow. And a final thing also is John Mayer gave
a gift.
How do you say her name? Rose or Rose?
I think it's Rose.
Rose of Blackpink.
Yeah. So basically, we're going to keep it short this mix. Also because I only have 18% on my phone.
Okay.
And we better make it fast.
Fine. Let's do some Where You Been then. Where you been this week, Rika G? I saw you had a busy weekend opening.
I know.
For Tito's 1C Coffee. What's going on with you?
Yeah. Well, it was a busy weekend. The week was also pretty busy. You know, it was all just back end stuff. But it was also pretty exciting because I hosted another episode for New Era Cap PH. Again, I went to their headquarters, cool office. Shout out to Laura. And super related to one of our TTs. We actually talked about the collaboration between like Space Jam and New Era and NBA. So it was all about the Space Jam caps.
Ayo.
You know, they have like the Toon Squad cap and NBA stuff. I actually really like the collection. It's really nice. If you guys want to check out the episode, it's on the Instagram of New Era Cap PH. What else? So after it went pretty smoothly because this was already the second episode. And at least this time I knew what to do, you know, what they wanted me to do. And because the first time I didn't know, you know, I'm not really an on-cam kind of person. So usually I would just like, we would wing it, right? During hostings or on air. But this time around, it's different. They have a script, you know, they're very specific with the names and everything. So at least this time it went pretty smoothly. What else happened after that? Yeah, we went around, like we were running around like headless chickens, me and my, you know, my partners for 1C. It was fun, you know, to see everything. I learned a lot this week. I feel like progress was great.
Nice.
So yeah, we did have our opening weekend for 1C Coffee. It was really fun because a lot of bikers went there and a lot of people from the community as well. You know, we don't have budget for a big marketing scheme or whatever, but at least people came because they said that, you know, their friend came and they're from Capitolio and you know, they saw it on Instagram. I'm pretty happy about that because, you know, we're really banking on the community and their interest in specialty coffee, because that's what we are.
I saw your stories. That man, like literally like at least a dozen plus stories over the weekend.
Yeah. So super thank you for everyone who supported us, and hopefully, you know, people like it and they make it their neighborhood coffee stop, because honestly, we're, that's our goal, you know, to make it like a coffee stop. Mm-hmm. When you're on your way to work, you pass by, we give you coffee in your car or your bike. You can also have it delivered and stuff. Like I could go on and on about 1C coffee. It was just really fun. I learned a lot about coffee as well. You know, they're pretty, and if you are interested, you know, everybody there in the cafe, you can just like ask about it. Like literally a whole sobrang dami kong questions. Oh, also we visited Yardstick coffee as well, because yeah, we went to their warehouse. We had a cupping session. And it was nice. I thought, because the first cupping session that I attended was from a different cafe, it was years ago. It was so intimidating because I didn't know, you know, I didn't know the terms, and they kept asking us about like the notes that we taste or whatever. Obviously you only develop that skill pala, you know, when you keep on drinking coffee, making your own coffee and, you know, asking around and everything. So at least like the people in the coffee community, they were directly talking to us. It's okay if you still don't know the terms, but these are the, you know, the words that we use, the notes that we're looking for, and blah, blah, blah. And it was so welcoming. Yun yung parang reception. Ang ganda ng reception. Yeah, ang ganda ng vibe sa amin. Ako, definitely ako. Kasi, you know, the people I was with, they're in the coffee business already, so they probably know it. Pero ako, alam mo yung parang ang dami kong questions, ang dami kong, like, sulat ako ng sulat sa, ano ko, sa phone ko ng notes, ganyan. You know, like, just to remind myself. And it's pretty cool kasi they're also into bikes, and we tried out their bikes.
And hand in hand na yun, no? Bikers love coffee.
Yeah, well, I feel like because, you know, you need energy. You need to be awake. And especially here in the Philippines, because it's hot, you can't really bike around in the afternoon, like middle of the afternoon. It needs to either be super early
morning
or medyo gabi, but you know, it's a little dangerous. So most of the time, people really bike in the morning. And I guess that also, you know, the coffee industry also is part of that. So yun, it was pretty fun. So shout out to Jelai, Dan, Harold, and Jay from Yardstick, and super helpful nila, like all my questions. And they even showed us, like, they even gave a tour of like their roasting place. It was so cool, so technical, and like the things that you don't really think about when you drink a cup of coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never really think, like, parang, oh, this actually
in-depth
came from
expert stuff.
Sobra. And not just like, you know, with like making the actual coffee. It's like they talk about the farmers, the piece of land, the nutrients that goes in the soil, and, you know, where the countries where it comes from. And then obviously because they have not like a roasting, I don't know how you say it, roasting warehouse. Grabe how technical it can get. And yeah, it was so cool. And,
go.
Yeah. So we went there. I even saw like the bags of green coffee that they have there. Pretty cool.
Brilliant.
So after that, I've been running a lot and biking a lot. And yeah, so the opening weekend was pretty interesting. Daming pumunta na nakabike. TBH. Also, may mga puta na nakamotor. Sabi ko sa kanila, alam mo, kahit ano pang gulong yan, kahit unicycle, kahit ano pa yan, you guys can pass by.
Have you ever seen anyone ride a unicycle, like,
I've seen
a halftime show of a...
No. One time. Literally around, you know, Greenfield District.
Yeah.
Kasi diba maganda doon? Maganda, like, mag-ride around doon. So, I saw one time, and he was... and like a business attire or something. I'm not sure. On a unicycle, dude. I don't know if it was like a hobby or for a shoot or whatever, but it's pretty cool. I mean, may satchel pa siya.
Unicycle?
right?
Crazy.
And then what else? Oh, yeah. So yesterday, I don't know. I don't know how to describe. I mean, it's still the first weekend anyway, so I can't wait for the following days. I know that I was actually like, I was actually kind of preparing myself because I know that this is, you know, this was always something that I've, this is always, what I've,
no words.
This is something that I've always wanted to do. There you go. But as much as, you know, how when we talk about like the dream job, quote unquote, as much as it's fun, it's also really hard work. And, you know, parang sineset ko expectations for me that it won't always be sunshine and rainbows. So, yun mga realization ko over the weekend. Also, Finn came over. Finn visited.
Hey, nobody called.
Yeah, Finn. So thanks, Finn, for, I know, for, for visiting. Haba ng usap namin. Para kami nag-podcast din dun. Huh. Grabe. Dami naming life update. Tapos alam mo yung parang kung ano-ano na yung napag-uusapan namin. Hindi na namin alam. Saya kasi kausap ni Finn. Yeah. So, shout out to you.
Shout out, Finn.
Yeah, check out Nobody. I think they have a collection right now. Again, pretty cool. And yeah. Oh! I had dinner. I had like a celebration dinner by myself at Poco Deli last night. A 400 peso salad.
What?
Still a salad. But I told myself, you know what? This is the only time that you'll celebrate the first weekend of 1C. So, you know what? Fuck it.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Finn? Thanks, man. Finn, Finn.
I'll keep mine short. I just did Axie Infinity. The servers were down, eh, tangina. The last few days, the servers have been really bad. So my scholars and I have been having trouble grinding the game. They're working on a fix or whatever. So hopefully that works out. But so far, the experience has been, besides the server shutdown, like I think the company and like the development of the game has a bright future. So I've been busy with that. I watched some movies though on Netflix, since we're not going to do a commercials, but just a little plug to NordVPN. We have some people who actually have messaged us who've gotten it with our code and they really enjoyed it. So, shout out to, I'm going to have to find their names, but shout out to Chet Enriquez and someone else from the UAE also messaged us. So I went on Netflix USA and I watched Gunpowder Milkshake. Have you heard of that movie? It's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
How is it?
It's like
I have not.
It's like John Wick, but more, I would say, more female centric because the lead character is a female. See, Karen Gillan. How do you say her name?
Oh yeah.
See Nebula or Nebula. Jumanji.
Gillan. I think it's
Gillan or Jillian or something. But anyway, Karen Gillan. It also stars. See. What's her name, man? Game of Thrones lady. I forget their names. It's one girl from Game of Thrones. Tapos si
yung asawa ni ano? John ni Joe Jonas?
No. I'm so bad with names, man. Gunpowder Milkshake. It's good. It's action packed. I thought there was some really good action sequences. I was looking up yung mga, you know how I always do after watching a movie. I look at the Reddit discussion. Some people didn't like it. Like they thought it was too, the choreography or whatever for the fight scenes wasn't good or the acting was kind of still. But I personally thought it was a pretty good film. See, Lena Headey.
Okay.
And see, Michelle Yao is also there. Angela Bassett.
Interesting.
Carla Gugino or Gugino, I think that's how you say her name. She's really cool in this movie. Great movie, Gunpowder Milkshake. So if you want to check it out, go get NordVPN on Netflix USA. Use our code HALOHALO. You can get a sweet deal right there. And
let me think of it. I think I watched something new this week. Oh, I tried to watch The Good Doctor because I've only been, I mean, before it was released on, before it, was released on Netflix. I just kept on watching like scenes on YouTube. I did not I don't know, like maybe because I keep comparing it with Grey's Anatomy. I'm still on the first episode, but I do like the whole concept of it and you know the acting of what's his name? Freddie
Highmore?
yeah, is
see, I'm surprised I know that. I'm surprised I right? knew that off the top of my head, Freddie.
So yeah, I tried. Oh, apparently the good doctor was like a Korean drama.
Drama. Oh, so it's like a remake or whatever.
Yeah, I thought it was like an original from Hollywood. Mm. Apparently it's a K-drama. But okay. Yeah. Cool. Grey's Anatomy. I mean, like, it's been going on forever, but I'm
really never gonna end, bro.
It's never gonna end. I'm already
never gonna end. I feel it.
I'm on season 13 for the fifth time in this lifetime. How many times can I watch Grey's Anatomy? And every single time I watch it, I'm like, you're fucking stupid, Amelia. Okay. You say you want a baby, and then after that, you don't want a baby. All right, sorry.
To round up my Anna so that we can lead off into the TTs. I did rewatch a few movies. I rewatched Tangled, which I haven't watched in a long time, and I still stand. And I posted my IG story a lot.
You know what? I agree with you.
Most people, 85% of the people who responded like Tangled more than Frozen or Frozen 2.
Yeah.
And well, I'm all for it.
I mean, I get it because, I don't know, I feel like Tangled has a different market, you know, an older market. You know, Elsa, more of like, you know,
I hate babies, Olaf, right? I've talked about this, right? I hate Olaf. I hate Olaf the snowman.
You know what? TBH, I hate Olaf. And no, I don't hate Olaf, but I just don't like the, you know, I just don't like the, I don't know, probably yung parang sa sobrang kulit niya.
Yeah, he's annoying.
Yeah. Hindi ko din gusto yung nag-voice sa kanya, like, yung Josh character. Gad? Yes, no, the character in Beauty and the Beast.
Ah, yeah. See,
not the person.
Right,
just the
I get you. See, Josh Gad, he played Gaston's minion or whatever.
Yeah, hindi ko siya dislike as a person, just the character.
Okay.
But yeah.
I also rewatch, have you seen Hot Tub Time Machine?
I haven't been watching anything. Oh,
the Hot Tub Time Machine. It's like an old movie. Yeah. It's like it came out in like 2010. I rewatched it for the first time in a long time, and I realized how much I really enjoyed that movie. It's such a funny movie. Mm-hmm. It's a comedy about these three best friends or former best friends, and then they're older, right? And then they go to this snow cabin where they used to party when they were like college kids. Yeah. And then they get into a hot tub, and it's a time machine. It takes them back to the 70s or the 80s or whatever. Good movie. Mm. The sequel is all right, but I really thought it was a fantastic movie. Like, if you haven't seen it, I think it's a comedy that maybe at the time was popular, but when you think of comedies down the line, not a lot of people kind of bring it up. So yeah, I watched that. I rewatched Avengers, Infinity War, and Endgame yesterday as well. I was waiting for the servers to be fixed, so I was just watching movies all day, and that is my weekend. And I watched to Finn. As we lead into our first TT Wapow, I watched Game 5 of the NBA Finals. So, you know, if you kept up last week, we talked about the Phoenix Suns were actually, they had a 2-0 game lead in the best of sevens NBA Finals. But Milwaukee has crawled their way back and have won 3 games in a row, Rika G.
What?
3 games in
a
row.
I know that's a big deal.
It's
huge.
So now it's going to be game 6 happening on Wednesday. It's happening in Milwaukee.
Wait, so by Wednesday,
it could
you could have...
Yeah, if Milwaukee wins on Wednesday, they win the NBA Finals. And they're playing at home, so they have the home court advantage in a sense.
Yeah.
Because they,
wait,
they
which means nanalo sila this time, hindi home court.
Yeah, they beat Phoenix at Phoenix yesterday.
Ouch, dude.
I know. So it was it's such a good series. There have been great storylines. Giannis, Greek god, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah. He's playing out of his mind. After we thought, did we talk about that on Halala? We thought he was gone, Rika G. Like he bent his knee.
Oh,
in
shit.
The last
okay.
round, and everyone thought he was like done for the season, but like he couldn't play for like a year or something.
Did he have a good game?
He's this whole series where people didn't expect him to play at all. He came back and he's averaging like 30 points or some crazy number like that.
Mic drop.
Crazy. If you watch the game, there were some fantastic plays from both teams, but Milwaukee was able to pull it off in the fourth quarter. Galing, ganda ng laban. And you know, people were kind of shitting on this finals because they're especially analysts, they're saying like these teams are not big market teams. Because when you think of big market teams, Rika G, mm-hmm. Los Angeles. LA, especially the big names, Golden State, I guess, right now. But since these are two new faces to the NBA Finals, at least for the first time in a long time, it's something new, and I think people are really enjoying it. Ganda ng laban. So
cool.
Just a little update on the NBA Finals there. Let us know who you think is going to win. Message us on Halo Halo. Tweet us who if you think who's going to win. I have Milwaukee. Because okay. I hate Chris Paul. I've told you this. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate Chris Paul, man.
The punchable face.
He's got a punchable face. And, you know, I don't really mention it a lot, but he, for me, he's been a dirty player his career. Like, people seem to forget that he's kind of a dirty player. He reminds me of, like, Bruce Bowen, who's also, in my mind, a dirty player. But yeah, that's happening on Wednesday at, I think, 9 a.m. Philippine time. So I'm going to be watching.
You're going to be watching?
Hell yeah. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be rooting for the Bucks.
Are you gonna make a day out of it?
I am. I'm gonna
order something, dude. Right?
Some 9 a.m. beers.
9 a.m. beers, man. Yeah.
So let's see. But in the, I mean, congratulations to both teams for putting on a great final series. I mean, it wouldn't be the worst thing if Milwaukee lost us in the game 7, but it was a suspense. But I'm hoping for a Milwaukee win this Wednesday. All right, what pow? Speaking of basketball. Did you watch Space Jam yet, Rika G, the new one?
Okay, so I haven't watched anything new, but I do know the synopsis.
All right. So Space Jam starring LeBron James, Space Jam A New Legacy, which is basically Space Jam 2, if you've seen the original with Michael Jordan, has dethroned Black Widow, surprisingly, at the number one spot. Because Black Widow came out, I think, last week in the box office. So for a Marvel movie to get dethroned by... Which I would say is also a popular franchise, Space Jam. Ooh. LeBron James, man.
What did you think about the acting of LeBron James
compared to
Michael Jordan?
You know what, man? Because when I rewatched Space Jam not too long ago, at least this year, and I was like, man, this acting is awful. Like, especially for Michael Jordan. But I like the side characters in the original Space Jam.
Okay.
Bill Murray, right? There were some great cameos.
Yeah.
And I like the cameo, or I like the cameos from the NBA players to Space Jam. You watched the first Space Jam, right?
I did.
Yeah. So the Monstars, they steal the powers from the NBA. Like, those are real NBA players. They did a similar thing because I watched it also. But their cameo is very short, as in wala pang 30 seconds each for each of the characters. So they had Klay Thompson, Damian Lillard, Diana Taurasi. I forgot the name of the other WNBA player, but it's cool that LeBron and then team included WNBA players as well, not just NBA players. So that was pretty neat. But their cameos were very short, as in what happened 30 seconds. They're real life cameos. Huh?
I wonder how much they got paid for that.
Yeah, I wonder also. But so for me, if it's a kids movie, I enjoyed it, man, and I'm an adult, and I didn't think too much about comparing it to the first one. I didn't think too much because, you know, I figured the acting's not going to be good. I expected more from LeBron James, though, because I thought he was really good in Trainwreck, the movie Trainwreck. I thought he was really funny, and I thought his acting was actually really good in that. So I was surprised that, you know, in comparison, it wasn't very good. But the movie itself, for me, is entertaining. I love the... Some critics are saying that it is like a showcase lang of, because Warner Brothers, I think, produced this or whatever, or is in production with LeBron James for this. So they kind of flexed all their properties. So you see cameos from Harry Potter, mga Justice League, Game of Thrones. Like, you see a lot of characters from all the Warner Brothers property. So a lot of critics were kind of upset that it was more of a showcase of WB's properties rather than a Space Jam movie. But I found it entertaining, lalo na yung scene. There's a scene. I'm not gonna spoil it too much, but they're kind of gathering yung mga Looney Tunes to form a squad, and you kind of see them going all over the Warner Brothers universe. But personally, I thought it was an enjoyable movie, man.
Okay, yeah. I'll try to watch. I'll try to catch it, maybe this week or next week. But oh man, I don't really have time.
But did you like the first Space Jam? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I was never really a big basketball fan, but I did enjoy the movie. It was very busy, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a busy movie.
Yeah, I think so too. I feel like kids don't really know like who the Looney Tunes are anymore, though. Because when we were young, right? We watched. Did you watch Bugs Bunny and shit?
Yeah, and like the merch and everything.
Because I was reading comments on Reddit about, you know, Redditors who brought their kids to see it, and a lot of them were saying my kids didn't know who the Looney Tunes were, but they enjoyed the movie. So it's kind of just a generational thing too, I guess. Looney Tunes. I mean, I'm a big Looney Tunes fan myself, so.
Oh, diba, I hosted the Looney Tunes collection New for your era. And we had to like do maybe 3 takes because I kept saying Michael Jackson. They were just like, they kept repeating, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson. So every take, I would think about Michael Jackson. I'm like, you're not helping me. Nakakainis. But yeah, we had to like do it again.
Anyway, just back to the story real quick. It was released in theaters as well as on HBO Max.
Yeah.
For subscribers there. So it's kind of following the trend of Black Widow also did the same thing. They released on Disney Plus as well as in theaters. So I wonder if that's going to be the future of streaming. Because from my understanding, yung streaming revenue mismo, walang hati sa theaters. Okay. Because when you distribute a film to the theaters, there's like a split of sorts. I'm not really sure the exact split, but the movie company and the movie theater company and the movie company who produced the movie, there's some sort of revenue split there. So maybe because of the success of both Space Jam and Black Widow in streaming, even though despite theaters being open already, maybe it could be a progression, no? Like where it's going to be direct online now. But I don't know about that. I'm a big fan of the theater because watching it in theaters.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I miss it as well. I've always wanted to try to watch a movie alone. I've never.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. Okay. So honestly, my first concern is not because I don't want to look like I'm lonely or whatever. It's really my safety. Cause you know how there are a lot of cases where, you know, random guys just beside you or, you know, yung mga ganun.
Makes sense.
May fear ako na ganun and probably a little paranoia. But maybe one of these days I'll try, right?
Yeah, indeed. Well, anyway, shout out to LeBron James. If you watched the movie, you can let us know. You can also comment or message us what your thoughts are. But for me, Rika G, I thought it was worth a watch. Is it a great movie? Not really. It's not a great movie, but I was entertained. And I don't think I would rewatch it again because I'm not a kid anymore. So if it doesn't have a nostalgic kind of value for me.
Right.
Like Space Jam, I could rewatch it because I grew up with it, but that movie is not very good either. If you add, like in terms of technicality and the acting, it's not a great movie, but it's fun to watch. So, Wapow.
Wapow.
Shall we talk John Mayer? Real quick?
Sure.
Okay. John Mayer over the weekend sent Rosé of Blackpink, the girl group, K-pop group Blackpink, a pink electric guitar as a thank you for covering one of his songs. Wow.
I actually have a few questions because it could be a prompt to the fans that they have are they going to have a collaboration? Hopefully they do. Hopefully. That would be amazing. Also, at the same time, is that also a form of flirtation?
Possibly.
I mean, if you had that kind of money and you know, that, I mean, his name is John Mayer,
yeah,
right? He has a song called Your Body's a Wonderland. True.
It's a $2,000 guitar, by the way. Okay. And Rosé posted it on her Instagram.
Oh, that's so cute.
With the caption, life is complete. Could you imagine having, because she covered his song Slow Dancing in a Burning Room on a variety show's Korea. Mm-hmm. And I think because of that, that's why he sent it. How do you get that? No, I mean, like, because they're celebrities, I'm sure they have connections. But how do you how do you think John Mayer's thought process went? Like, how do you send a guitar to Rosé, for example? Who do you think he had to go through?
I feel like, I mean, what if they had it made in Korea, right? Or did it have like a signature or whatever?
It's a John Mayer like signature guitar.
Oh, baka naman, mali mo. Like, I'm sure they have like their ways. I'm sure it was like super expensive.
No, but I mean like who did he contact? Management ng Blackpink? Like who would...
I'm sure like the teams were talking, not like directly Rosé and John Mayer, because they have like full-on teams, right?
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I feel like right now that really is a trend. You know, a lot of like the Hollywood celebrities and stars, they try to link up with all of these K-pop stars because they know the power that they hold. You know, aside from them being friendly, it could also be beneficial to them. And which is also like one thing that I like seeing, you know, like the turning of tables this time. Right?
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. It's not like they're using them or whatever, but it's more like, you know what? We could actually merge our worlds and we could create, you know, more art, more music. Because I remember Stray Kids, a few members of Stray Kids, they did a, I don't know, a performance that's Deadpool inspired.
Deadpool.
And then Ryan Reynolds sent Bang Chan of Stray Kids like Aviation Gin, their gin,
nice.
Gin, yeah. And then, you know, they had like a whole interaction. Obviously, the internet blew up because it's like, you know, Deadpool and K-pop like merging together in one, you know, one thing. So that was really nice. You know, like, and with what's happening with BTS right now and Blackpink, which, by the way, can I just tell you, I just got into Twice and I've decided, because, you know, I've been listening to a lot of their songs lately, but I've decided that my bias in Twice is Momo. Momo Supremacy. I love you so much, but super cute ni Nayeon. I don't know if I'm saying the name correctly, but Nayeon. Sobrang cute niya din. I know.
Top songs
on
Twice. Ano yung mga, I know, right, I can't stop me.
But yeah, Fancy. Fancy. Tapos ngayon, you know, I think this is their single probably or part of their album, Alcohol Free. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Please correct me. Help me out. But yes, been loving Alcohol Free. And then, yeah, I've been stalking Momo. And tula lang, sobrang cute nilo. Okay.
Oh.
Yun lang. Which by the way, si Finn once din pala siya. So, kahapon when I said na parang, uy, favorite ko si Momo. Parang tuwa naman siya. Sobrang cute niya kasi. Ang cute kasi ni Momo. Ba't siya ganun? And apparently, she's the dancer of the group. And I've yet to explore the world of Twice. But I've actually been, you know, I actually dropped the ball this week with, you know, BTS being a BTS army.
Okay.
Because of how busy we were, but still super happy because BTS released Permission to Dance and they did their again their Western TV debut for Jimmy Fallon. I feel like they've become really good friends at this point. Like sila yung unang nilalapitan ng BTS, you know, to release the music in the Western world. Nice. But yeah, it was just so weird because sometimes talaga parang very selective yung the Hollywood world with what they show when it comes to K-pop.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
Kasi they, you know, K-pop stars, they keep breaking records, blah, 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 but they would only highlight if, let's say, it's an English song, or yun nga, if it's associated with an American or Western artist or star, mga ganun, wala lang. I mean, I'm not complaining. That's how the world works. But it's just a little weird.
Okay. You know?
Na lang. Yes. So yeah, that was the K-pop moment of Rika.
Well, anyway, congratulations to Rosé and sana all, no? Sana all!
Wapa! Would you, wait lang.
Oh, yeah,
kikiligin ka pag kunwari ikaw, pinadalan ka ni John Mayer.
Yes! Of course. Dude, continue. You know how, it's hard for me to name a favorite song, but I do have a short list of like favorite albums of all time, and Continuum is probably up there. It's probably number one.
Oh, okay.
Because from start to finish, each track is so good. There's only a few kind of albums where I can listen to each track and like, I like this song. Like,
yeah.
Continuum is for me one of the best
How about
of all
Taylor
time.
Taylor Swift.
the thing with Taylor Swift, I don't like all her songs and all the in the album.
The album.
Like, okay. I like a lot of them, but not all of them. I mean, for me, my favorite Taylor Swift album is probably next to, I mean, 1989 is really good, but I really like Red. And that's an unpopular opinion too.
Speaking of music, I've been listening to a lot of songs from this decade. Not the current ones.
Okay.
And wala lang, parang na-appreciate ko lang sila bigla. You know, like Chainsmokers. I've been listening to a lot of, like, you know, their popular ones, like Closer, Roses, and I forgot how good Boys Like Girls Are is.
Voice was the sound.
Oh, no. I've been blasting The Great Escape.
Oh.
Last Saturday, it was so funny because I had a morning shift, right, at 6:30 a.m. And usually the shift before me, actually the shift before me is McCoy, right, for Remix Fridays. And most of the time, they would stay there to, like, nap or sleep or whatever.
Okay.
And then I didn't realize that the DJ was in the same room, and I was blasting the music. I was singing along. I was literally shouting. That's after the song. After the song, nagising siya, tumayo siya, sumali siya. Sabi ko, so sorry, I did not know that you were there. I was literally shouting. Also, so yun yung mga pinapakinggan ko ngayon. So, The Great Escape, Closer, Misery Business, Something Just Like This, Viva La Vida.
You know, play.
All those, yung mga ganon, mga
The Great Escape is one of the best, like, driving down the highway.
Dude, sobra! As in, di ba? It's so nice. Okay,
fantastic
anyway.
Okay. Wapow! All right, last thing we're going to talk about real quick is something that is on going on with Canon Philippines, the camera
Okay,
company.
Tell me about it. I actually don't know anything about it.
All right, so 2 days ago, they announced the 2021 Canon brand ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
So for photography, right? And out of the, 11, there were 11 people, but they revealed only 9 so far.
Okay.
And they are all men.
Okay.
So because of this, there has been a lot of backlash from people who are like, well, what about female photographers?
Right.
Which is true, because there are a lot of talented female photographers.
Of course.
And so in response to this, I think it's a very poor response. They actually launched a campaign. So they reached out to female photographers, which they call lady shooters, which I think is kind of weird, right?
Okay.
So here's the kind of their pitch to them. Dear Canon lady shooters, as we recently launched the 2021 Canon brand ambassadors, there were some clamor of having lady or ladies in the lineup. Given that, we got an idea of glorifying and acknowledge the power of Canon women in the photography league. We are inviting you to be part of this roster of Canon professional lady shooters campaign in line with the launching of the BAs. There will be no monetary deal for this announcement, but we will create plans for you to be compensated this year through online workshops. So basically, they're saying, okay, we're going to add women to this, but we're not going to pay them. And if we are going to pay them, we're going to pay them in online workshops, which are hosted by the male brand ambassadors. I know. So that's kind of their, their remedy.
That is so shocking coming from a big brand.
Right.
It seems like, I don't know. I feel like, let's say Canon. Okay. I feel like who is to blame here? Because obviously there is a team behind this, behind this whole endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
And who are these people? Have you been living under a rock?
It's just weird. Like, out of 11,
and
there
offensive.
Wasn't one woman that they, like, even considered.
And it's not just weird. It's a little offensive, to be honest. Like, can you imagine as a female photographer? And honestly, sometimes I feel like it doesn't sit well with me when people, like, have to categorize, like, you're a female photographer. I mean, they're all photographers.
Yeah, I get it.
It doesn't matter what your gender or sexuality is. If you're a photographer, you're a photographer. You know, it's your skill. It's your talent. It's your eye. And labas dun kung babae ka o lalaki or, you know, you're whatever. Wow. That's really shocking coming from them. And I don't know. It seems like, Hello. I mean, kahit na let's say they did do this, you know, as a follow-up, it looks like it was an afterthought.
It's a very poor follow-up.
It's a poor follow-up, yeah. Dude.
Yeah. So if you go to their Pan in Philippines Instagram mismo, there are hundreds of comments that are kind of calling them out on it. I think rightfully so. So we'll just hopefully they find a different remedy to this. But yeah. Here's the thing, though. I mean, just on the other side of things, thinking out loud lang, in case there are people who might be on this side, we kind of have to address it as well. Is there, like, it's their kind of prerogative to choose these people.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
Of course.
And of course, I think, of course, there should be, there are fantastic, you know, women photographers out there. But are they, like, in terms of legality, they're not doing anything illegal, right? Mm-hmm. It's just in what's the term here? Poor taste or tone deaf, maybe?
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right? But does that mean then in the future, for example, any other campaign for them always has to have a woman or a man in it? You know what I mean? Like, that's just kind of the other side of things here where people can kind of call that out as well. Like, is there always supposed to be inclusion for everything? I mean, let's say they add women, but then what about the call out for, let's say, people in the LGBTQ+ community? Or if this was in the US, for example, where there's more diversity and, you know, ethnicity and whatever, if it was only white people, yeah. and then it becomes, oh, how about women? And then it's only white men yeah. and women. What about black women? And then what about
people? You know what I mean? I mean, that's the whole point of, you know, people fighting for, you know, certain causes.
Yeah.
So that because we're all striving for inclusivity, for equality, you know what I mean? And I feel like this could also be not just a point of conversation, but, you know, also a point of improvement as well. Mm-hmm. You know, like other brands can also learn from this, and hopefully they could also do that. It's just, I mean, I'm not for canceling Canon right away, obviously. But hopefully, I mean, you know, the people and the fans also made them realize that, wait a minute, what you're doing is a little.
Yeah. What about not just these brand ambassadors that they announced? Yeah. What about yung mga influencers that are sponsored by Canon? Do you expect them to speak out?
I mean, like, we've talked about this. They're not gonna speak out, I feel like
we shouldn't cancel them either.
We shouldn't cancel them. And also, I feel like we shouldn't give them the headspace.
Yeah.
You know, maybe because if we do that, it will take away from the actual issue, from the actual thing that we should be talking about, which is inclusivity.
Indeed.
Right? I mean, I'm not mad at anybody specific. It's just that in the future, hopefully it gets better, you know, when it comes to big endeavors, because that could be like such a big opportunity for all the photographers, male, female, anybody, you know? It's sad, I guess. But like you said, they didn't really do anything like legally wrong. It wasn't a crime.
Yeah.
It's just that hope na parang sana naman in the future. Diba? Everybody gets their chance. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Lady shooters, bro. What a name.
Not just that, like people from any part of the community.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't that be amazing? I feel like it would, because this is art, obviously. This is art, basically. And I feel like if there's inclusivity in art, that's the whole concept of it. I feel like it will birth something great, something amazing that hindi mo alam matatap mo pala if you don't, you know, include everybody or, you know, a lot of people in this endeavor.
Gotcha.
Parang alam mo, dun ako minsan na-excite when it comes to art, any form of art, music, whatever, if it's paintings or gallery or toys, yung na-excite ako how much potential is in there. Kaya, di ba, I told you before, I have this one fascination with, I like thinking about the library of unreleased music of certain artists. Yung parang, hindi mo alam what they have in the bag. And it makes me excited about art. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me excited about anything that you create, kahit pa hindi art. Anything that, you know, can be created. I find it super exciting. Collaborations left and right. Yesterday, I was just talking to somebody who has a, a few days ago, I was talking to somebody who has a brand who collaborated with another brand, and they made something so, I can't reveal kasi.
Okay.
They made something so different.
Yeah.
Kasi alam yung parang, I cannot believe that this happened like right before my eyes, that they're talking about it right beside me. Mm. I feel like it's such a privilege. So yeah, you know, yun lang.
Okay.
That's just it. Some of the things that makes me excited.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, pow. That does it for the TTs. No odd diva today. Kind of a shorter mix. We do, Rika and I have some stuff to take care of today as well. So
yeah,
we're going to take off early, but we're glad that we were able to record. You can follow us everywhere. It's the Halala Show, except for on Instagram where it's at Halala Show. You can also email us thehalalashow@gmail.com. Say hello to Goof with a Cam and ACJ Film, who both followed us on IG. Anyone you want to shout out, Rika? G.
Wala na naman. I think I said, you know, yun nga, yung mga people from like the Yardsticks, Coffees. Also, Finn, shout out to you. Nobody. Also, Charlie, and who else? Yeah, yun lang. Follow us everywhere. And I know we've been MIA online, especially on Instagram. We'll try to post an audiogram. Right? More stuff. Promise.
Yeah.
Ah! Are we? Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah. Let's check out coming out on Wednesday. And Ingat. And extra song. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.